everyone, and welcome to a new sex toy review. Today's product is the Lisa 166 centimeter military drill instructor hot sexy full-size TP sex doll from Best Vibe. So Best Vibe has decided to enter the sex doll marketplace. Now, because I have a relationship with the dollhouse, I can't do business with another company that sells the same dolls because that would be a conflict of interest. But I can review what I like to call knockoff dolls. These are much cheaper dolls. I usually don't think very highly of them. In my general opinion, you're better off buying a premium sex doll from a retailer like the Dollhouse, which sells for about $2,000. And as you can see right here on the page, this Best Vibe sex doll sells for less than $500. So we're talking 25% of what like a $2,000 doll would go for at the Dollhouse. So we're gonna talk about the difference. I do wanna say up front though, that these knockoff dolls have come a long way. I reviewed a knockoff doll a few years ago, and it was an absolute piece of crap. The skin was like sloughing off the skeleton, almost like a sunburn. I ended up giving it away, I gave it away to someone on the show, and I checked in with them, asked them how they liked it. They didn't even want to answer, because usually these knockoff dolls fall apart, they break super easily, and even though you only spent a few hundred dollars, you feel ripped off. But they've come a long way. They've come a long way. So let's talk about it. First of all, Lisa from Best Vibe has a military drill instructor motif. Now you can't tell in this picture, but let me show you this picture, all right? You can see she's wearing the camo pants and the military hat, and they even did like a little AI animation. So I appreciate that. Now, if you're familiar with the offerings of the Dollhouse, I recognize this doll immediately, or the doll that it's trying to emulate. And that would be Francesca. So this is from the Dollhouse. So Francesca is a 166 centimeter C-cup military drill instructor. But obviously she looks, this is a premium sex doll. You can see $2,000. But, you know, it's worth comparing and contrasting. Let me find a good picture of her zoomed in. So here's Francesca. You can see, especially in the face, a lot more detail work and stuff like that. But as far as the body goes, it's pretty comparable. So here we have Francesca, 166. Here we have Lisa, 166. You can see the similarities in the military. Let me find one with her clothed. So here's one with her clothed. So she's wearing earth tones, whereas Lisa's wearing a red shirt with camo pants. You could definitely tell, and they both have braided blonde hair. So now, I do wanna give the Best Vibe Lisa a little bit of recognition. They did not simply steal the pictures from the Dollhouse, post it on their website, making people think they were buying a $2,000 doll, and then they get a $500 doll. They dressed it similarly, right? But they didn't steal the pictures and try to pass off their knockoff doll as a full price premium sex doll. And a lot of companies do exactly that. If you see a sex doll listing and it has pictures that look like this, and it's selling for like under $1,000, you are not getting this doll. You might get a doll that looks vaguely similar to it if you squint, but you're not getting the premium sex doll you ordered. You're getting a knockoff doll. And so I do have to give Best Vibe credit. They are using the pictures of the actual product, which may be, you know, like a spiritual sequel, you know, like it's clearly based on a more expensive premium product. But they're not stealing the pictures and trying to fool you into buying something thinking you're getting a good deal, and it turns out you're getting a completely different product. But anyway, that's enough about Francesca. Let's talk about Lisa. So the thing is, the price is really amazing, and there aren't that many corners cut. The skin, which I was expecting to be just absolute pieces of crap. Again, I've reviewed these knockoff dolls before, and usually the skin is extremely rubbery. It just feels like it was made out of rubber. It tears. It tears off the skeleton extremely easily, and it basically falls apart. It's just not good. It's not a product I would recommend to anyone. However, the Lisa doll, it felt just like a dollhouse doll as far as the material. So I don't know if the price of TPE has come down significantly, where you could make a TPE doll for under $1,000. That's pretty impressive. However, there were a lot of corners cut. So we're going to do a hands-on review, and I'm going to show you everything there is about Lisa. I'm going to compare her to Celestina, who is my dollhouse premium doll. Now, need to keep in mind, Celestina, I got her back in 2017, so she's 8 years old. And so, like, you know, she's got some wear and tear. But let's compare my 8-year-old premium sex doll from the dollhouse to Lisa from Best Vibe, which costs under $500.
All right, so here, make sure this works. See my hands. All right, I'm testing out a new rig, so it's gonna be a little bit weird. I'm actually wearing my camera because I can't really think of a better way to show you the dolls. Because I can't usually I lay out the toy either on a bench or on my desk, and these dolls are life size, so I can't really do that. So I'm wearing a rig, and we're gonna see what we can do. It's going to shake a little bit. There's nothing I can do about that. But here we have my two dolls. We have Celestina from the dollhouse. She is 8 years old. I take care of her as best I can. She's my waifu for life-u. And she costs about $2,000. And then we have Lisa from Best Vibe, and she costs under $500. They have similar body types. Lisa is 1 inch taller. So Celestina is 165 centimeters. Lisa is 166, again, because she's kind of a knockoff of Francesca from the dollhouse, which is also 166 C cup. Celestina's boobs are a lot bigger. They're like double D's, and Lisa has C cups. Now, I'm not going to show you Celestina's boobs. You're just going to have to deal with it, but you're just going to have to take my word for it. If you want to see what Celestina looks like naked, you could check her out on the dollhouse, but I'm not going to show you my Celestina naked. But I'll show you like the articulation and the thing, man, my arms are way back here. All right, let's take a step and let's talk about, sorry. All right, so as far as the head, you can see the details in the head. So the makeup looks good, especially for a cheaper doll. But you can see like, you know, the head is very simple. Now you look at Celestina. Now she's 8 years old. I've done the eye makeup. You know, I've given her magnetic eyelashes. Her eyebrows are actually like temporary tattoos. I used to actually use Sharpies for her eyebrows, but now they're temporary tattoos. I don't know if this is coming through though. So like the detail on the face, like you just the smooth, it might just be the head. I don't know. They look comparable as far as the heads go. If you told me Lisa, like this was a dollhouse head, I would believe you. Obviously, I think Celestine is cuter because she's my waifu. I mean, I'm going to be pretty biased, but, you know, other than that. Okay, the big thing is articulation. And, man, this rig is way too zoomed in. I wish I could zoom this out. I'm not sure I can. All right, so to demonstrate the articulation, how am I going to do this? All right, well, here, I don't know if I can show you this. I'm going to lift her arm up, okay? So here's the thing. All right, okay, can't really see. Okay, I lifted her arm up. Her arm is now sticking up. And I'm gonna try to, like, you know, fan her arm out from the elbow. And you're gonna see that it does not move.
All right, so as I was editing the video, I noticed the pictures on the website clearly show Lisa's arms bending inward. You can see in the picture on the screen right now, her elbow has to bend or she couldn't pose in the way that she's being shown. It also shows in this picture, and maybe it's the angle, but it looks like her waist is bent slightly side to side. So I decide, okay, even if I break the doll, I'm going to, you know, tell if this arm can bend. So I really like put all my weight into it, and the arm did bend when I put all my weight into it with the intent to break the arm. So apparently the doll does have more articulation than I gave it credit for, but the joints are just tightened way too much. Like, until I intended to break the arm did not bend. Only when I was like, I'm gonna bend this arm, and if it breaks, it breaks. Then the arm finally bent. So I guess the skeleton isn't the problem, just they tighten the joints way too much. So they need to put some type of, I don't know what they need to do. They need to go back and be like, hey, like, test the arm, make sure it bends like a person, and you're not like worried about snapping it off when you bend it. As far as the waist goes, the doll's way too heavy for me to like, even if I put all my weight into it, I don't think I can get the waist to bend. But there might be articulation in the waist. It's just way too tight for me to bend. But I was able to bend the arm when I essentially was trying to break it. So, you know, it's less of a design problem and more of a manufacturing problem. They tighten the joints way too much.
So her arm can bend up and down, but her arm cannot bend side to side. And her hand, not only are her fingers wire, her whole wrist is wire. So her hand has no plate in it or articulation other than the fact that it's just wire. And the wire is the first thing to go on these dolls. So the elbow does not bend side to side, it only bends up and down. And as far as the shoulder, I'm not 100, I don't remember. So I think the shoulder, okay, the shoulder opens up like this, so you can lift her arms up, but I don't think you can, I don't think you can do anything else. Okay, no, you can, you can lift the arm up, and you can, okay, so this one, the shoulder has two points of articulation. So you can open the shoulder and you can lift the shoulder. So the arm, the elbow only has one kind of articulation, but the shoulder has two, which is good. That's great for the shoulder. But the other points, and the same thing with the legs. So the legs, she has standing feet bolts, by the way. So she, you know, like at the bottom of her feet are little bolts, which allow her to stand up. So you don't have to worry about her feet getting smushed from the weight of the doll. You can just stand her up and she should be okay. Celestina has standing feet too. She's wearing boots and leg warmers to keep her legs from getting dusty or anything. So, but yeah, Lisa, you can see her feet. And she's got the bolts on her feet, which is actually a premium upgrade, which I'm pretty impressed by. But her legs are similar to her shoulders. Her thighs have two parts of articulation, but her knees only have one. You can't bend or rotate her knees. Her knees only bend one way. So if you want to rotate her legs out of the way to do a certain position, you may not be able to because her legs only have one point of articulation. Okay, so we have Celestina and we have Lisa. So as far as the material goes, now Celestina, again, she's 8 years old. You could see where I messed up her hands and I tried to repair it and I gave her Fight Club scars. But, and you know, her hands, she has wire fingers and they've long since broken. That's how I gave her the Fight Club scars. But you can see the materials are very similar in terms of color and in terms of feel. And in terms of quality. So again, a couple years ago, these knockoff dolls were made out of really cheap rubber that would just come off the skeleton like a sunburn. But this one, I'm very impressed with the quality of the material. The material is good. The hands look as good as Celestina's hands did, but the difference is Celestina has a plate. You can see her wrist has natural rotation in the wrist. Right, so her fingers are wires, but her wrist has an articulated plate. Now, the newer dolls, again, Celestina is 8 years old. The newer dolls have articulated fingers, so the fingers actually bend naturally. Lisa has no plate in her hand at all, it's all wires. So these are going to break extremely quickly, and it's very difficult to replace them. That's why Celestina has this episode 2 droid hand. This is because her other hand was so broken that I had Revy 3D print a replacement hand for her. So this is from Revy Innovations, the guys who make the spinning robot pussy. But that's why Celestine has this droid hand, is because her hands were so messed up because of the wire fingers. So I highly recommend getting articulated fingers. Lisa has not just wire fingers, but a wire hand. So most likely her entire hand is gonna break and she's gonna have stumps. Like a pirate, you're gonna have to get like a hook or something. I don't know. If you're into pirate chicks, maybe that does it for you. But be very, very gentle with the hands, unless you're into pirate girls. Never have the doll rest on the hands. Always have her rest on the elbows. So, like, as far as her body's concerned, it looks great. It would be fine for like, you know, posing and maybe even cosplay. But the lack of articulation makes a lot of things just not work. She can't really hug you because her elbows don't bend. She can't really do a lot of positions because her waist doesn't bend. As far as the material goes, it's fine. It's just the lack of articulation is really a deal breaker. And it's really unfortunate. But again, you know, they're trying to keep the cost down. I understand. All right, so here is Lisa. I just turned her around, so she's kind of up against the wall, so you can see how she looks from the back. This lingerie actually came with her. Everything she's wearing, she came with. So the wig, although Celestina does have extra wigs, this is the wig that Lisa came with the pigtails. This is the lingerie she came with. It comes with a pair of panties and kind of a see-through kind of teddy. But her, you know, you can see the skin tone on the back looks good. Good TP texture. Let me show you her butt, which you can see this on the website. Now, her butt is not like, it's a little flat, but it's round and pleasant. It looks very similar to Celestina. Celestina doesn't have like a giant badonkadonk. It's fine. But you know, there you go. That is Lisa's butt. All right, I wanted to show how Lisa came boxed up. And also, I highly recommend keeping the box to store your doll when you're not using it. So this just shows you how Lisa can be boxed. Now, I took out all the packing material, but you can see the doll has little things that keep its legs straight. And then the head goes between the knees. And then here's the body. And then basically the neck is the highest point. And then there's some other foam that has a hole in it to keep the neck straight. And that's how you pack it in a box. So when you're not using the doll, you put it in a box and you can store her. And this is what it looks like. Again, when she arrives, she's gonna be like wrapped up in all kinds of blankets and fabric and tape and packing material. But you remove all that, but keep the box, keep the packing material, at least some of it. That way you can store your doll in the box when you're not using it.
I'm very pleasantly surprised, especially given the price. So if you are extremely cost sensitive, like $2,000, it really isn't that much money. And I promise you these dolls pay for themselves, especially if you're used to chasing women or throwing money at like ethos or something like that. A doll is going to save you so much money. It'll pay for itself very quickly. But maybe if you want to get a doll, but you're a little bit concerned that maybe the doll isn't for you and you want to maybe try a starter doll and see how it feels before you plop $2,000 on a premium doll, you could do worse than this. You could do worse than this Best Five doll. It's a pretty good doll. You may actually find that it suits your needs. I would expect the hands to completely break within 6 months because they're just wires. So you probably are going to replace it soon anyway. And you may resent that you spent $500 and then had to buy a $2,000 doll like, you know, later, instead of just putting that $500 towards a $2,000 premium doll. That is a thing. But if you're on the fence and you're wondering if a doll's right for you and you don't want to drop $2,000 on a doll, you could do worse than this. But just expect the hands to break. And the lack of articulation is going to make certain poses and certain positions very awkward or impossible. So there's a lot of room for improvement. I'm not sure what that would do to the cost. It'd probably push it up a little bit. But it would still be a pretty good deal if they added some more articulation and reinforced the hands. And that's about it. That's about it. Like, so very impressed. So there you go. That's all I have to say. If you want my like bottom line brass tacks opinion, I do think you're still better off buying a premium doll from a place like the Dollhouse. Like if you like Lisa, but you got $2,000, you're probably better off getting Francesca and paying $2,000 than getting Lisa from Best Five. That's just my opinion, because with a Francesca doll, you're going to get higher quality, more articulation, hinged fingers, all kinds of, like, look at the options you get at the Dollhouse. You can pick her skin color, eye color, wig, different options for her mouth, fingernails, toenails, pubic hair, nipple shape, and all, like, breast fill, where you want it to be solid, gel filled. You got like all kinds of stuff, including like a second head. So that you can swap them out. So it's like you have two waifus for the price of one. And you don't get that with Lisa. So I think personally it's worth paying a little more and getting the premium doll. But again, for those of you who might be on the fence or who are extremely price conscious and like $2,000 is just way outside of your price range, but something closer to $500 might be just, you know, perfect for you. This is something you can consider. This is something you can consider. But be aware you are getting less for less. Corners were cut. And the quality, while impressive, especially compared to a few years ago, is still not to the level of a premium doll. But as long as you go in with your eyes open and you're not expecting a premium doll for $500, you should be duly impressed with the quality you're getting for the price you're paying. Anyway, that's all I have to say. Thank you very much, Best Buy, for sending me this toy. Good job. Welcome to the sex doll world. I'm very impressed with your offering so far. I think you fill a needed niche in the sex doll kind of landscape where you're offering a little bit less premium doll, but for a very good price to maybe, you know, incentivize more guys to embrace the waifu and get a sex doll if they've been waiting to pull the trigger on it because it's a little bit outside of their price range. All right, so I do have a coupon code. You'll save 10% and you'll get a bunch of free gifts. So you'll get free gifts. I'm not sure what they are. So when they sent me mine, I got like a vagina warmer, a wig comb, like a bunch of cleaning stuff and some lingerie for the doll. I don't know if you might get different gifts or whatever, but I was told that if you use my coupon code, not only do you save 10%, but you also get three gifts, whatever those may be, from Best Vibe. So anyway, use my coupon code, save 10%. So the doll's already amazingly priced. Save an additional 10%, get some free gifts along with your doll while saving 10%. You can't go wrong. So anyway, thank you very much for watching. This is Turd Flinging Monkey, and I'll see you next time.